USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. A judge in Amarillo, Texas, is hearing arguments in an attempt to strike down the legality of the drug mifepristone, also known as the abortion pill. An anti-abortion alliance is challenging the Food and Drug Administration's approval of the drug more than 20 years ago. Closely watching the case, more than a dozen governors, including New Mexico's Michelle Lujan Grisham.
No one should be able to, and we'll see what the Texas court does, tell the FDA that their science is wrong.
President Biden's in Las Vegas to talk about lowering the cost of prescription drugs. That plan includes penalties for drug makers that raise their prices faster than the rate of inflation. The White House announced the first of those penalties today on the makers of more than two dozen drugs. The U.S. will continue to fly in international airspace. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin made that promise today at a meeting of countries that support Ukraine. As for why a Russian fighter jet collided with a U.S. drone sending it into the Black Sea, State Department spokesman Ned Price.
I think the best assessment right now is that it probably was unintentional. It probably was the result of profound incompetence on the part of one of these Russian pilots.
Russia claims its jets did not make contact with a U.S. drone, which U.S. officials say may never be recovered. Thanks to snow in the Northeast and rain in the Southwest, about 400,000 customers around the USA are without power. The snow has stopped in New York, but officials warn high winds could down power lines. Stock sell-off gains more steam. The Dow has lost nearly 700 points at times today. That's more than 2% of its value. Same story for the S&P and the NASDAQ. Much of the sell-off rooted in concerns over two banks that closed last week. Now the new CEO of one of them, Silicon Valley Bank, says it's open for business. NBC says Tim Mayopoulos told an all-employee meeting today the bank is not going to close. This is USA News.
Need weekend plans? Check out what's happening at your local Lowe's. Weekending at Lowe's gives you and your family the opportunity to make us your weekend destination. Stop by for free workshops, events, and activities for everyone to enjoy. We're getting active with fun local events like our upcoming Lowe's Bucketball Challenge and Kids Workshop. Visit Lowe's.com/events for our full event lineup. Count on Lowe's for all of your home improvement needs. And now, activities in your community with Weekending at Lowe's.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Norfolk Southern Railroad's facing another lawsuit in connection with the derailment and chemical spill outside East Palestine, Ohio. The goal of this one?
Make sure that Norfolk and Southern lives up to its promises.
Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost filed the suit on behalf of the state. He says the lessons of the 9/11 recovery effort help guide him.
This lawsuit is designed to make sure that East Palestine is not forgotten and that there's accountability and resources to deal with those things that we don't even know yet.
Yost says his lawsuit's only about recovering public costs. He expects many more suits on behalf of private firms and people. The Miami area is marking a sad anniversary.
The bridge fell down by FIU. The bridge fell down.
FIU?
Yes.
Is it the South Campus?
And yes, you know, on 109th and 8th, yeah, the one that they just built.
That's one of the emergency calls 5 years ago today when a pedestrian bridge still under construction near Florida International University collapsed. Six people were killed, 10 others injured. The NTSB found that significant design errors led to a catastrophic structural failure. Two senators have introduced a bill that would require those who send balloons high into the atmosphere equip them with tracking devices. There are a lot of high-altitude weather and research balloons, including that now infamous Chinese balloon that drifted across the continental USA before a fighter jet shot it down. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Oh, O'Reilly. Need new wiper blades but not sure which ones are right for you? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you options for your vehicle and even install your new wiper blades for free. Right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades so you can see better in any weather. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.